and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
So I was a little... Thanks, Emma. I was a little cruel there, wasn't I, by doing a quiz where some of the answers, although they might appear apparent, weren't quite as apparent as they might first be thought. And of course, I did miss one out, didn't I? I really missed one out that we should really think about today, about who this baby is. It's Jesus. It's very cool. Babies are born every day. They're born every minute. They're born in every country of the world. And this baby looked like any other baby, but he was different from every other baby. He had a title, and that title was really important. And I've got a story about titles from just yesterday. Yesterday, I went to the vets. Not for myself, obviously. I went to pick up some medication for my cat. And I went and I'd ordered it, and I turned up, and I said to the woman at the desk, who I didn't know, I said, I've come to pick up some medication. And she asked me the name of my cat, so I had to say Squirrel. And then she said, what's this cat's surname? Jeans. Like the trousers. I said that, say that a lot. What's your first name? Eleanor. So she went and she looked under J for jeans. She looked under S for squirrel. She looked under E for Eleanor. Couldn't find it at all. Then the vet came out, saw me, went to the R file, and it was filed under Reverend. Absolutely brilliant. The title there was obviously really important. The woman didn't know me. I wasn't dressed as a vicar. But there you go. The vet did know who I was. And therefore, that's because I have to go quite a lot with my cat. And therefore, realised where it was. But the title is really important. And Jesus, of course, was more than just any baby. He was Jesus, the Christ. Jesus, the Messiah. Those words both mean the same thing. One's Greek, one's Hebrew. And they mean the one promised, the promised powerful rescuing king. The Christ was the one that the people had been waiting for so many years, hundreds of years. Here in this picture, as well as the baby and, I don't think it's an antelope in this case, I think it is a sheep, and Mary and Joseph, we have Mary and Joseph. And I want to think a little bit about Joseph and the impact of all of this, all of what happened on Joseph. Let's think. We know this story probably quite well. We know that Mary and Joseph were going to get married. They were engaged. They probably promised in public that that was what they were going to do, that the whole town will have known that they were getting ready to start a life together. But then came a shock. And it sort of added mess and complication into the situation because Mary was pregnant, but she wasn't married. And Joseph knew he wasn't the father, so who was the father? But we know that Joseph didn't want to embarrass Mary. He was angry and hurt, but he chose not to tell others. He decided to break off the engagement quietly. It's sort of a bit like he had a sort of plan. It wasn't necessarily the best plan, but it was something at least. But maybe it would help if he knew who this baby was. If he could answer that question, who is he? And our reading that we just heard from Emma, from Matthew's Gospel, from near the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, helps us understand who he is, who Jesus is. Because he sent an angel. And the angel helped Joseph understand who the baby was. He said a number of things. The first thing that the angel said is this: Joseph, son of David. Joseph was an ordinary carpenter, but he had a little bit of a secret, which, to be honest, everyone knew. They knew the secret because it's in his title, Joseph, son of David. Joseph was from an ancient royal family, great David, the king's family. And the baby was going to be placed into that royal family. That baby would be born into Joseph's family, though. An ordinary family. An ordinary baby boy born to an ordinary couple, but with a special little bit of history. And he would grow into a boy, he'd grow into a teenager, and eventually he would grow into a man and an adult. He would live his life. He would make his decisions. He would be one of us. It's funny, isn't it, to think of Jesus having normal parents, that they would have made mistakes, that they've got angry with Jesus when it wasn't his fault, of course. And like all people, Mary and Joseph would have sinned. they'd have done things which would have hurt God and others. They'd have treated people wrongly. The world that Jesus grew up in was a broken world. It was a world marred by sin. He was one of us in that, but he was and is better than us. Because what the angel then says is this: what's growing in Mary's womb is from the Holy Spirit. This baby was from God. He would be born without our brokenness, without our mistakes, without our sin. He would go on to find out what it was like to be treated badly by other kids, to not fit in with teenagers on his road, to be hurt by those he hated, and obviously eventually to die. He would always make the right decisions, though. Even when he was hurting and treated badly, he would always trust his Father God. The angel then says that he came to save us. The angel says, give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That is such good news today. Because Jesus came as one of us, he is the only one who can take what we deserve for our sin. Because Jesus came as one of us, he came to save us. Now, sometimes it feels a little bit odd to think about Jesus' death and resurrection on the day we celebrate his birth. But the fact is that it's there in his name. There's a clue in his name: Jesus, the one who saves. So Jesus is the one of us. He is better than us. He came to save us. But there was a second way that Joseph realized who this baby would be, because there were some words from Isaiah which are quoted in that reading. Jesus came to be Emmanuel, God with us. Now, I thought about how to help us think about who Jesus is in that way, as God with us. And it reminded me of a Christmas advert from a few years ago. Now, I don't know about you, but they're big things, aren't they, these Christmas adverts? Less so now, because I record everything and I fast forward through them. And I don't realise. But this is an advert from a couple of years ago. It's a little clip of an advert from a couple of years ago. And the character in this advert is desperately trying to find the right gifts.
To top off the day, another train is delayed. It's a catastrophe.
Christmas time is here.
I'd like to spend the time with the ones I love so dear. I'm trying to find the greatest gift I can give my family. I don't have time, there's only one of me. Tell me, how do people do it all? I'll never get it done. If only there was a way to be in two places at once. Wait, that gives me an idea. If I wasn't alone, what if I had a clone? I could do so much more. It would all be a breeze with a couple more me's. I'd have time galore. I wanna find the greatest gift I can give my family. The greatest gift I can give is me. Now I can meet with the boss and empty out my inbox.
Thank you, Sainsbury's. Other supermarkets are available, as we know. We've already heard of one this morning. The greatest gift I can give is me. Doesn't that sum up God with us? Jesus, the greatest gift. It was God's idea first. The greatest gift that God could ever give was himself. To love his people, to love us, he gave us himself. The fact is that when we have an answer to that question, who is he, it changes what we do. Listen to what happened to Joseph. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. Remember what we started with? We started with a mess. Joseph wasn't sure what to do, although he had sort of a plan. Then God answered that question, who is he? And he discovered that the baby would be one of us, better than us, would come to save us, and would be God with us. Joseph understood who Jesus was, so he changed his mind. He had to, because when he understood, he obeyed. Just as we need to, if we understand who Jesus is, we have to change what we do next. Who is he? Who is Jesus to you? And have you responded to who he is? We've been saying over the last few weeks, hope is coming. But we can now say, hope is born. Later on, we're going to have communion. We're going to have bread and wine. And as we do so, it's a reminder of who Jesus came to be. He came to be one of us, better than us, came to save us and be God with us.